Shoftim Perik Yotes Pasach Chaf Hey, the tragedy of the Pilegesh Begiva is now upon us. The Levi, his Pilegesh, his party, has taken haven in the house of an old man who is now surrounded by terribly wicked men from the city of Giva, and according to some of the leading citizens of Giva, they have demanded the man to be thrown out to the wolves so that they can attack him. But according to some Tzadim, and according to the Ramban and the Me'amloes, that was all a smokescreen. They really wanted the Pilegesh from the beginning, and now the old man and the lady are going to give the mob what they want. V'lo avu huan Hashem l'shmo alo. The men refused to listen to the old lady who said, take my daughter and the Pilegesh. As the Ramban says, that's because they never really wanted his virgin daughter in the first place. Ba'yechazeko ish b'filag sho. And now, what is to me the most terrible act of this Levi who has always been concerned about himself, who has always been thinking and making unilateral decisions, who frightened his wife away in the first place that ultimately led to this tragedy. This poor Pilegesh, this voiceless Pilegesh who has never had a chance to articulate her own feelings about anything. So the man grabbed his Pilegesh. And it says, Vayechazek ha'ish. Doesn't say Vayechazek isha, her husband, because he's not acting as a husband. The man grabbed the Pilegesh, overpowered her with chizuk, Vayotzei alehem hachutz. And he dragged her outside to the mob. Vayedu osa, and they assaulted her. Vayis aluluva kol halayla ad haboker. And they abused her all night until the morning. All of these men forcing themselves on a Jewish girl from Beis Lechem Yehuda, whose main misjudgment had been to marry this man and then follow his instructions. The entire night they abused her physically. Vayishalchuha, and when they were done, they sent her away. They let her loose. Ka'alos hashachar. Around the alos hashachar. Around the time that the morning light began to come. It's written ba'alos hashachar, but it's pronounced ka'alos hashachar, around the approximate time, because we're going to see just before it becomes very light, she's going to try to stumble to survive. And she has been molested and attacked and just destroyed. And here we get a sense, the man Loes says, of the coarseness of this man. Batavo chava batavo ha'isha lifnos haboker. And so, the woman came towards morning, batipol pesach beso ish, and she fell at the doorway across the threshold of the house of the man asher al doneha sham, where her husband, her master, depends on how you use adon in this case, was there, ad ha'or, until it was light. So here she is, staggering, wrecked down the street, and falls on the ground and doesn't even have the strength to knock on the door to get the attention of the people inside. Chav Zayin, Vayakam Adoneha Baboker. The ultimate condemnation of this man, her master, it doesn't call her Ba'alot, it doesn't call her Isha, not her man, her master, her husband, woke up in the morning. He had thrown her out to the mob and gone to sleep. Just an unthinkable sort of behavior on the part of this man who just went to his father's-in-law and was sitting there and eating and being part of the family. He saved his own life at the price of hers. Rabbeinu Yeshaya, one of the commentaries, said, against her will he threw her out. And the Radak says, purely for self-preservation. And then he was hiding. The Mitzudas David says, he knew that they would find her beautiful. They knew that she would slake their appetites. The Mitzudas David and Radak say, they didn't even want her originally, but it was fine with him. And then he went to sleep while she is out there screaming. And so he gets up in the morning, Vayiftach Dalsos Abayis. And he opened up the doors of the house. Great. The morning is here. Best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Vayetzelo Leches Ladarko. And how terrible. And he got up to go on his way. He wasn't even looking for her. He wasn't even checking for her. The man Lois says it beautifully. He says, it's hard to imagine a person so lacking in human emotion. He was willing to leave town without her and without ever finding out what happened to her. There are no heroes in this story. Vehine, and when he opened the door, hey, guess what? Ha'isha Pilagsho, the woman, his Pilagesh. I think there's an implied Musar there that he didn't act like she was his. Nofeles Pesach Abayis. She was there, fallen at the doorway to the house. V'yodeha al hasaf. And her hands were upon the doorstep. This is just... The Nach is laying it out for us. The sympathy for the woman is clear from the language of the Nach. The Nach feels that this poor, innocent woman, this tragic woman... some of the Mefarshim speculate that this is why the father tried to keep them at his house as long as he could, because he knew what kind of a man the son-in-law was. And he was worried about her well-being. We can also understand why she ran away from such a man. Just absolutely terrifying. So what's he going to do? She's dead. She's lying there. He doesn't even recognize that she's dead. And soon he'll leave town.